Well, let's introduce you to the new men's basketball coach at Truman State University, Jeff Horner. Congratulations on getting the job. Your reaction?
Just super excited. Just want to thank, you know, Jerry for putting his faith in me. And this is obviously my first head coaching job at the collegiate level, but I've been ready for it for some time now. And I'm just glad someone took a chance on me. And like I said, I'm just super excited, and I can't wait to get going.
What attracted you to the Truman job?
Well, obviously, they have a really good team coming back. I think that's one of the most important things. Turner Scott, who was a point guard for me at Valley High School, you know, I kind of talked to him a little bit about everything, and he just talked about how great the campus is, how great the school is, how great the people are, and just how well everyone on the team got along. And obviously, with the talent they have, that's awesome. But, you know, that was one of the biggest things that attracted me here. And obviously, they have six or seven Iowa guys. I'm not sure how many, but a lot of Iowa guys on their team. And that's kind of my, you know, main area for recruiting. So that was another thing that came here. And then just coming here on my interview and meeting everyone around here, the people make the place. And that's what really attracted me here.
In taking on your first head coaching job at the collegiate level, you were a high school head coach. What's your basic philosophy? What are we going to see from your teams?
Well, we definitely are going to step it up on the defensive end. I think that's something that's going to be really important, especially for this team this coming year. I think if we can make strides defensively, I think our goal should be extremely high. And on offense, we're gonna run. We're gonna play at a fast pace, but we'll be situational with, you know, kind of the shots we take, that type of thing. But I don't want kids looking over their shoulders wondering if they're gonna get taken out for taking the shot. I want them to have extreme confidence in what they're doing when they're on the floor, but also being able to teach them when they come off the floor and just kind of, you know, be there for them so that they know that we got their back. So that's one of the most important things. But I think when a team gets done playing us, they're gonna understand and know that they just played a tough team, and you know, we're gonna give it everything we got.
When you take over a program like this, it's made back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances and five straight 20-win seasons. A lot coming back from last year's team. What will be your approach? Do you tweak? Does your philosophy mesh with what you've seen, or do you put your print on it immediately?
Yeah, the first thing I'm going to do is just try not to screw it up. So I know we have a really good thing going on here. And so I'm going to come in and just kind of evaluate. Obviously, what they've been doing in the past has been really good here. So I'm not trying to come in here and change absolutely everything. But in the same sense, I think I got a couple things that can help us, hopefully, you know, win a GLVC championship and do well in the national tournament. Those are my goals, and I think that we can accomplish those. And so we'll do a couple different things to hopefully try to help that.
All right, let's learn a bit more about Jeff Horner's background. You come to us from Big Sky Country. You were at the University of North Dakota the past 4 years. How has that prepared you for this job?
Just being up there, and obviously we were on the West Coast, so that was kind of interesting, and they're making the move to the Summit League this next year. But being underneath Brian Jones, who gave me the opportunity to get into college coaching, was extremely important for me, just because, you know, obviously I wanted to get into college coaching, but I learned a lot from him up there, and just the people around there were great people, and, you know, he treats people the right way, and I think that's extremely important. So being up there and being at a high level and you know, being able to win a Big Sky Conference championship and a Big Sky tournament championship and play Arizona in the first round of the NCAA tournament, you know, not a lot gets bigger than that. So I think that definitely has helped me along the way.
You played for your dad at Mason City, Iowa, where you were Mr. Iowa Basketball. I'm sure he would probably be at the top of your list of basketball influences. And just what did you learn from your dad, and is that where you got the coaching bug?
Yeah, well, I was a son, so he let me shoot whenever I wanted to, right? No, my dad has been a huge influence as far as just, you know, growing up and playing. One thing that he never did was he never pressured me to do anything, and I appreciate that from him. And, you know, he's definitely one of the first people that I go to for advice as far as coaching and those things. It hasn't always been a easy flowing road for me, and so he's always been there for me. But the coaching thing, I think, you know, him and my mom, when I was done playing, it was kind of one of those things where I was thinking about possibly getting a job in the real world. And my mom actually was the one that said, I know you wouldn't be happy doing that. You probably need to be involved with basketball. And so here I am today.
Go to your days at Iowa. Let's talk a little Hawkeye basketball. You've got two young ones. What will you tell them when they ask Dad about your 2006 Big Ten tournament when you were the most outstanding player?
Well, kind of the funny part was a couple of years ago when we played Iowa, my daughter was able to go back and be on the floor and see everything, which was really cool, I think. But hopefully when I grow up when they grow up and I talk to them about my playing days, they're just going to understand that I played as hard as I possibly could. And, that's all I really want them to understand, and that I treated people the right way. I think, to me, those are the most important things in life, and the championships and all that kind of stuff. It's really cool, but the other things are more important to me.
What about playing for Steve Alford? Is that a relationship you've been able to continue?
Yep. Coach called me when I got this job, and he shot me a text, too. And so my phone's kind of been going off the hook. I'm trying to answer everyone back, so I feel bad if I've missed anyone. But he called me and congratulated me, and I think he's really happy for me. And, we still have a relationship to this day, which is good. And, I wish him the best of luck. He's out there. He's got a lot of pressure on him, that's for sure. But hopefully I think he'll rise to it.
Do you think that, especially with a team like Truman will bring back with experienced talent, that with a transition to a new coach, especially for the upperclassmen, somebody that like you that's been through it at a high level of basketball, maybe helps ease the transition for these guys?
I hope so. I'm a pretty easygoing coach, and I know Coach Foster was the same way, and Chris and I have a great relationship. He was one of the guys that really influenced me to go after this job, because I know that he wants these kids to do really well too. But I think the transition will help that. I've been to a pretty high level, and I'm going to come in and kind of expect the same thing from these guys. I don't, the level shouldn't matter. I want these guys to come out and play hard every single night, and for the most part, I think that these guys do that, which is awesome. So hopefully I can just tweak a couple things to help things out, and we'll go from there.
No doubt. Academics is a huge part of Truman State University. As you come in as a new basketball coach, can you embrace that and use that in your recruiting?
Definitely. I think that, obviously I want high character kids here as well. I don't want guys that are going around getting in trouble every 2 seconds. That's just not the way that I am. And if that does happen, these guys are kids. They make mistakes sometimes. I completely understand that. But we want guys with high character and to be honest with you, when kids are pretty smart off the court, that usually means they're pretty smart on the court, so that helps a coach out as well. So, the type of kids that we'll be recruiting are good kids that want to be at a place like this and want to be a Bulldog.
What about coming to the Kirksville community? You'll be wearing shorts in January after being Grand Forks, right?
I'm super excited for that. So it was kind of funny. I thought on my interview here that Jerry, I brought the wind down from North Dakota, but the weather will definitely be a nice change from up in Grand Forks, but we'll definitely miss it up there, but I won't miss the snow.
Yeah, and some familiarity, as you mentioned. Turner Scott really came on last year for your ball club. Does that help having a kid that played for you at Valley on your first college team?
Definitely, and just the fact that he's the point guard, he's going to be a second coach on the floor for me. I rely heavily on our point guards, that type of thing, but I also know that we have older kids on this team too that are going to be helping the leadership role. But definitely having Turner out here, he knows what I want. I met with each guy last night, and just talking to him, he understands what he's getting into, that type of thing, and I think he'll embrace everything that comes with it.
Congratulations. Welcome. Looking forward to working with you.
Thank you. Can't wait.
All right. Jeff Horner is the new men's basketball coach at Truman State University.